Radio Free Gap. Monday evening, 7:30 till 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Seconds and counting. Astronauts report it feels good. T minus 25 seconds. 20 seconds and counting. T minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower cleared.
Here, we got a roll program.
Neil Armstrong reporting the roll and pitch program, which puts Apollo 11 on a proper heading.
Shit's a lot of my pain.
there we had Feist with My Moon, My Man. And before that, we heard a little bit of a NASA recording from 1969, July 16th specifically, the Apollo 11 launch from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Of course, before I forget, that was the Boys Noize remix of My Moon, My Man. So, good evening.
Good evening.
How are you doing, Becky?
I'm great, thank you.
Hey, what's the name of the show?
This is Radio Free GAC on CITR 101.9 FM.
Wonderful. What city are we broadcasting out of?
Vancouver.
Awesome. And what is our website?
CITR.ca.
Wicked. What's my name?
Gary.
Of course. And what's the phone number for the studio here?
604-822-2487.
All right. My email address is radiofreegak@gmail.com. So 40 years ago today, we weren't around. We only heard rumors of it, but it was on this day, July 20th, 1969, when Apollo 11 landed on the moon, and Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin were the first humans ever to set foot on another celestial body. And this entire episode of Radio Free Yak is going to be devoted to the Earth's faithful companion, the moon, who's hiding today since it's caught between the sun and here. And of course, the sun is still out, so we're not going to see a thing. And what we'll do is we'll feature a couple soundtracks towards the end of the show. The first one will be Brian Eno's work for the documentary For All Mankind, which features raw footage by the astronauts as they went on the Apollo missions. And then we'll have Clint Mansell's score for a film in the theaters now, appropriately called Moon. So I had been sort of sketching out a whole bunch of songs for the moon theme here, and Becky wondrously provided the song that we're actually going to hear next now.
This is my special moon request. It's why I love the moon, this song.
This is devoted. This is what made you a big fan of the moon.
Yeah, I listened to it, and I said I didn't know what the moon was, but then The Blow, who this song is by, told me.
That's right.
It's off of Bonus Album, which is actually an EP.
Ever misleading.
Very misleading.
But yeah, these are come from our brethren down in Olympia, Washington, off the K Records label.
Mm-hmm. It's called The Moon Is There and I Am Here.
That it is so. So begins the moon episode. Enjoy.
Moon, someone said that you're a piece of paper. A piece of paper just to paste it on the sky. Moon, I've a hunch that you're a giant ball of rock, a million miles from me and all the people in my town. Moon, someone said that you're a bright spot, a spotlight bright spot beaming in my eye. Moon, ain't it true though that you're just a reflector for a light that's gleaming off a mammoth burning globe of fire? Mm. Yeah, moon, moon, someone said that you're a piece of paper. Piece of paper just to paste it on the sky. Moon, I've a hunch that you're a giant ball of rock, a million miles from me and all the people in my town. Moon, moon, someone said that you're a bright spot, spotlight, bright spot beaming in my eye. Moon, ain't it true though that you're just a reflector for a light that's gleaming off a mammoth burning globe of fire? You're a giant ball of rock, 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 giant ball lit by a mammoth globe of fire, 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 the moon, the moon. Thank you.
I'll shoot the moon right out of the sky for you, baby. I'll be the pennies on your eyes for you, baby. I want to take you out to the fair. Here is a the moon right out of the sky for you, baby. I'll shoot the moon for you. A vulture circles over your head for you, baby. I'll be the flower you're dead for you, baby. I want to build a nest in your head. I want to kiss you and never be there. And I'll shoot the moon right out of the sky for you, baby. I'll shoot the moon for you. Ah, you know I love you, baby. So why don't you call me? You know my number. 392-7704. Call anytime. I'll shoot the moon right out of the sky for you, baby. I'll shoot the moon for you.
Tom Waits, and I'll Shoot the Moon, one of the many songs he wrote for The Black Rider, a musical fable directed by Robert Wilson and written by William S. Burroughs. Black Rider takes its roots in German expressionism and the folklore about a Faustian deal involving magical bullets. The theatrical debut was in 1988, but Waits didn't release the album until 1993, at which point he rearranged a few of the pieces and left out a few songs. And there was a fantastic Canadian production based out of Edmonton that performed in Vancouver last year on Granville Island. And before that, although it was a song that tackles issues more about liquor licenses and venues, we heard from Halifax, Sloan. That's off 1999's Between the Bridges, and that was The Marquee and the Moon.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
For those of you heading out tonight, in light of the lack of moon, if you go to the Biltmore tonight, we have the Ford Pier Vengeance Trio, along with guests the Hawaiian Bibles and Man Your Horse. If you go on Wednesday, Mika Miko, along with Audacity, White Lung, and New Sensei will be there. And then we will actually have on Friday, a CITR hosted show. You'll be a table there full of our wonderful volunteers, perhaps some of the DJs and maybe some of the station crew here. And that'll be Friday, July 24th. And that will be The Pains of Being Pure at Heart, as I make my P's rather plosive there. You're listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR Vancouver. Silent Talk are part of the electric, eclectic, eccentric Los Angeles scene, and the duo of Kelly Crummer and Zach Meering self-released their music on custom CDs with homemade liner art. From last year, here is Silent Talk with Ghost Moon.
Roger, I hear you weaving your way up the freeway. Going right down US 1, Mike.
Right, copy. Looks great. Okay, all flight controllers, gonna go for landing. Retro.
Go.
Econ.
Go.
Surgeon.
Go.
Vito.
Go.
Guidance.
Go.
Control.
Go.
Telcom.
Go.
GNC.
Go.
Capcom, we're go for landing.
Eagle, Houston, and you're a go for landing. Over.
Okay, Houston, we'll give you a countdown. 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
There it is.
Oh, baby.
See, it's sure coming down to that ground. Look at that rail. That's gotta be probably Diamondback right there.
When it pitches over, you get your first look, you know. There was nothing but 9 million craters after a terrible sinking feeling. You know, obviously didn't recognize a thing after studying all these photographs. Nothing looked right.
How you doing, Control?
We look good. You're fine.
All right, how about you, Telcom?
Go.
Guidance, you happy?
Go.
Fido.
Go.
Roger, you're a go. You go to continue power descent. You're a go to continue power descent.
Roger.
All during this power descent, I kept telling myself, Jim, this is not for real. You're back in the simulator. Just remember that.
In a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.
From 1989's Parallel Dreams, that was Lorena McKennett, straight, I think it was Cornwall, Ontario, but at the very least somewhere in fine southern Ontario there, and that was Moon Cradle. And before that, we heard Darwin, and that was the Wood remix of Moon Bass, and all I can tell you is that came out in 2002 because Google produced little, if anything, valuable, if any search phrase I tried. And then we started off with Silent Talk with Ghost Moon from last year. You're listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This show is all about the moon, and the promo sort of touched on a little bit of the infamous audio clip there, But here is a little bit of the landing, and then we have a little bit of a protest as well, too. So here is, I guess, some combination of the Columbia crew on Apollo 11 as it descends to the moon.
Altitude, velocity, light. 8.5 down, 220 feet. 15 forward. 11 forward, coming down nicely, 200 feet. 4.5 down, 5.5 down. Within 60 feet, 6.5 down, 5.5 down. 9 forward. Good. 20 feet. 100 feet, 3.5 down, 9 forward. 5%. How many bites? 875 feet. That is looking good, down a half. 6 forward. 60 seconds. Lights on. 6. Down 2.5. Down 2.5, picking up some dust. 30 feet, 2.5 down. Great shadow. 4 forward. 4 forward, drifting to the right a little. 6.5.
30 seconds.
Forward, just. Good. Ready? Contact light. Okay, engine stop. Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
A rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the moon. I can't pay no doctor bills, but Whitey's on the moon. 10 years from now, I'll be paying still while Whitey's on the moon. You know, the man just upped my rent last night, cause Whitey's on the moon. No hot water, no toilets, no lights, but Whitey's on the moon. I wonder why he's upping me, cause Whitey's on the moon. Well, I was already giving him 50 a week, and now Whitey's on the moon. Taxes taking my whole damn check. The junkies make me a nervous wreck. The price of food is going up. And as if all that crap wasn't enough, a rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the moon. Was all that money I made last year for Whitey on the moon? How come I ain't got no money here? Whitey's on the moon. You know, I just about had my bill of Whitey on the moon. I think I'll send these doctor bills. Air mail special. To Whitey on the Moon.
From 1970, there's Gil Scott Heron with Whitey on the Moon. And that wasn't released during Scott Heron's heydays in the 70s, but Whitey on the Moon finally appeared on a 1988 compilation, appropriately taking the name of his most famous piece, which was The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. So, coming up next, let's see, we got to juggle some. We got a longer song here, so I'm going to mix up the order a little bit right now. So, let's listen to a couple other sort of soundtrack cues that come from other movies about the moon. So, what I have lined up here is, wasn't really a full landing on the moon, but it was a movie basically talking about the romance of the moon at the time. And this was the debut film by Roman Coppola. So from 2002, we're going to listen to a selection from CQ, the letter C and the letter Q, which was featured a film based loosely, highly loosely. It's more like a Barbarella-type inspiration about, breakaway revolutionaries on the moon itself. So here is the French band Mellow, and from the soundtrack to CQ, this is Love on the Moon on CITR Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
From the 2003 Body Song film, the 2003 film Body Song, there's Johnny Greenwood, the guitarist and sort of lead instrumentalist behind Radiohead with Moon Mall. And before that, from the 1960s, there was the Peter Thomas Sound Orchestra with Landing on the Moon, part of the soundtrack to the German space TV series Raumpatrouille, otherwise known in English as Space Patrol. That came out in 1966, although a compilation album was released a few years ago through Bungalow Records.
On Thursday, July 30th, the Biltmore Cabaret hosts SSRI's Homecoming Show. Celebrating their North American tour, SSRI's return with Ghost House, Hermetic and Char2D2. Doors open at 8 for the show at 9. And to sweeten the deal, copies of the freshly repressed Teens EP will be on hand. Catch the SSRI's Thursday, July 30th.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Gak. This show is Radio Free Gak, and 40 years ago, man first set foot on the moon. But 42 years ago, Morton Subotnick came out with one of his most famous pieces, and it uses something called the Buchla or Bushla modular synthesizer. So the song Silver Apples of the Moon was commissioned by Nonesuch Records, and although it's a very experimental, like 12-minute long track, it caught the ear of the public to the point that it was a bestseller in the classical music category, something you wouldn't really expect, and actually has been repeated since. And the phrase Silver Apples of the Moon comes from Yeats's poem The Song of the Wandering Angus, which also inspired the New York psych band, The Silver Apples. Good news is that this is relatively easy to find, although it's on a still whole series of micro-labels. But in 2000, the Kuiperina label released a compilation called America Electronics, Early Modulations, Vintage Volts. So here is Morton Subotnick with Silver Apples of the Moon.
Thank you. Thank you.
1967. That is Morton Subotnick with Silver Apples of the Moon. Subotnick is still busy to this day. He's been doing development on a music program for young children in school, and he's been commissioned to expand an earlier opera of his called Jacob's Ladder, and it'll become a larger piece for the 2010 Bregenz Festival in Austria. You're listening to CITR Vancouver.
I'm Walter Cronkite. I'd like you to hear something.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
They're radio hams, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
Hey, I'm going to step off the limb now. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Thank you.
Yes, and at this point, man has stepped foot onto the moon. In the background, we're listening to Brian Eno and Deep Blue Day, which most of us probably know from its creative use in the Trainspotting film from 1996, but it first appeared on his 1983 album, Apollo, Atmospheres and Soundtracks. And the music was originally composed for a documentary called For All Mankind, which was delayed until its release until 1989. And by that time, Eno had decided to replace several of the tracks there. Now, this actually was recorded in Canada, and this features Brian Eno's first collaboration with Daniel Lanois. And this album also features his brother, Roger Eno. And what we'll do is we'll listen to a few selections from here. I recently saw For All Mankind, because at this point, it's well worthwhile seeing the old Apollo footage there. The cameras, video cameras, footage all taken from the astronauts themselves, although there are a few taken from Mission Control in Houston. So what we're going to do is we're going to listen to Under Stars first, which features a theme that repeated often throughout the film itself. And Brian Eno explicitly stated that when he first watched the Apollo footage as man sort of took off for the stars, that he always hoped that there'd be less talking and a little more about, like, ambience, but the low quality of the transmission sort of thwarted that plan. And unfortunately, he had to hear a lot of talking heads at that point, including, who we just heard there, one of the big advocates of space travel, and that was Walter Cronkite, who sadly passed away. It was either Thursday or Friday, but it was last week. So I dug up some old CBS footage on YouTube of him, I guess not really narrating, but at least sort of reacting to the Apollo 11 landing on the moon. So I'll sort of dig up what I can from that and put it in some context there. But still, from For All Mankind, and more specifically, the Apollo Atmosphere Soundtracks album. Here's Brian Eno with Under Stars on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Somebody say something. I'm speechless.
I'm just trying to hold on to my breath. That is really something.
Bag moved up now.
Kind of nice to be aboard on this one, isn't it? Mm.
You know, we've been wondering what this guy Armstrong and all of them would say. He stepped foot on the moon, which comes a little bit later in the month. And just to hear him do it, we're left here absolutely with dry mouths and speechless. Simulation of what you could see there, if you could see us.
That little fly speck is supposed to be a lens.
Gee, they must be in a perfect position, upright. We've heard no complaints about their position.
Just a
land of
right. Just a little dust, even that concern was erased.
Wow. And there they sit.
'83, we heard from Brian Eno. And that last song we actually heard, Daniel Lanois and Roger Eno there. So we started off with Under Stars, then Drift before ending with the Elegiac there, and ending, and in parentheses, Ascent, which has been used in a couple other places just for how wondrous and ethereal it is. Coming up next is a couple pieces from Clint Manzo. And most people know us from his time with the notorious band Pop Will Eat Itself, but he had a collaboration with Darren Aronofsky for several soundtracks, including Pi, Requiem for a Dream, and then The Fountain. And for The Fountain, he actually ran into David Bowie. And at that point, Manzo wanted to collaborate and see if he could actually get a song recorded for the film, but that didn't really pan out. But through David Bowie, he met David Bowie's son. Now, of course, Bowie is a stage name, since David Bowie's actual name is David Jones. So his son is Duncan Jones. And his first film just came out, and it's called Moon, which stars Sam Rockwell as the lone occupant of a facility on the moon that's mining resources for the Earth. And based on what Duncan Jones and Clint Mansell was able to do, they were basically worked on a specific score for the film just to deal with the lonely aspects that was going on there. So we're going to listen to a few cues from here. May have to truncate the last one since it goes on for a bit. But from the soundtrack to Moon, which actually comes out in stores tomorrow and has been in the theaters for a couple weeks now, here's Clint Mansell with Are You Receiving?
I can kick it up loosely with my toe. It does adhere in fine layers, like powdered charcoal, to the sole and the sides of my boots.
His quote was, that's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
I can see the footprints of my boots and the treads and the fine sandy particles.
Hey, this is Houston, we're copying.
Oh, thank you, television, for letting us watch this one.
Isn't this something? 240 miles, 1,000 miles out there in the moon, and we're seeing this.
There seems to be no difficulty in moving around it, as we suspected.
In the background here, we hear Clint Mansell's score from the movie Moon, and right, this track is Welcome to Lunar Industries 3-year stretch, and that concludes effectively our Moon tribute here on Radio Free GAC. Coming up at 9 p.m. it is the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, and if you missed any of this week's show, you can always download the MP3 as a podcast. You should subscribe via CITR's website, www.citr.ca. Now, you won't hear from me for 3 weeks, because next week will be the second annual CITR show swap, whereby some of the hosts will move around and tackle the format of the show they replace. So, don't know yet who's filling in for me next week, but I'm sure they'll provide you with cinematic sounds, and they'll likewise be filling in for someone else's show doing some mix-up. I'm sure the podcast will be up to date with whatever is going on. As well, I will be out for the first week of August, so another host will be guiding you through until I return, which will be August 10th. So, from 1946, we'll cue up a little bit of Oscar Peterson here, the wonderful old Rogers track, known simply as Blue Moon. So take care of yourselves, everyone. Enjoy the heat. Hopefully you're out towards West Kelowna and burning up there, but enjoy yourselves.
You are listening to, and have listened to, Oscar Peterson, but you're listening to CITR.